This pre-departure curriculum focuses on the two pillars of Swahili grammar, the Strobe system of verb conjugation and the division of nouns into distinct paired classes. In this unit, we're going to look at how Strobe and noun classes come together in the form of noun class subject prefixes. As you already know, within a conjugated verb, subject prefixes tell us who or what is doing the action described by the verb. Subject prefixes are so powerful in this way precisely because every kind of subject, that is, each personal pronoun and each noun class, has its own subject prefix. Let's look at what the subject prefixes are for each class of nouns. To demonstrate each subject prefix in action, I'll conjugate the verb kupenda, to like or to love, in the present tense for a representative noun of that class. The subject prefix for noun class 1 is a, as in mtu anapenda. You will recognize this as the subject prefix for the third person singular pronoun. This makes sense because noun class 1 contains nouns representing human or animate objects in the singular. The subject prefix for noun class 2 is wa, as in watu wanapenda. You should recognize this also as the subject prefix for the third person plural pronoun. Again, this makes sense because noun class 2 contains human and animate nouns in their plural forms. The subject prefix for noun class 3 is u, as in mti unapenda. This u should not be confused with the subject prefix for wewe, the second person singular pronoun. You use context clues to distinguish between the two. You'll need to pay attention to the subject noun being discussed or implied. Though the words are the same, there's a big difference in meaning between unapenda, the tree likes, and unapenda, you like. The subject prefix for noun class 4 is I, as in miti inapenda. The subject prefix for noun class 5 is li, as in tunda linapenda. The subject prefix for noun class 6 is ya, as in matunda yanapenda. The subject prefix for noun class 7 is ki, as in kitu kinapenda. The subject prefix for noun class 8 is vi, as in vitu vinapenda. These prefixes for noun classes 7 and 8 are very convenient, as they are identical to the noun class markers for their respective classes. Kitu kinapenda, vitu vinapenda. The subject prefix for noun class 9 is I, as in nyumba inapenda. You'll note that this is the same subject prefix as noun class 4. Again, you'll use context clues of the given or implied subject to distinguish between the two. The subject prefix for noun class 10 is z, as in nyumba zinapenda. The subject prefix for noun class 11 is u, as in ukuta unapenda. Context clues. The subject prefix for noun class 14 is also u, as in upendo unapenda. One final time, use context clues. Noun classes 16, 17, and 18, of course, also have their own subject prefixes. As is covered later on in the blog text for this unit, you'll see that these are most commonly used in the phrase there is or there are, and particularly in the negative, there is not or there are not. The subject prefix for noun class 16 is pa, to continue with our example, as in panapenda, this specific place likes or loves.
The subject prefix for noun class 17 is ku, as in kunapenda. This general place, likes or loves. The subject prefix for noun class 19 is m, as in mnapenda. This inside place, likes or loves.
The noun class subject prefixes are just the first taste of all the ways that noun classes shape the operation of the Swahili language. We'll cover and learn many more examples in the weeks to come. Mastering those subject prefixes will really accelerate your learning once you get to Tanzania and will do much to help you earn respect as a serious Swahili speaker. Thanks for listening. See you next unit.